The items on the list to discuss was Yisachar Zvulun partnerships. Now it's a big topic, and there's actually a lot written on the topic. It's not just Stam fundraising shtick that someone came up with. It's something that has Makaros in the Pesukim and in Divrei Chazal, and appears on the page of Shulchan Aruch as well, and it's brought up by Rashi on the Pesukim, both in Sefer Bereishis and Perek Mem Tes, when Yaakov gives the brachos to the Shvatim, as well as in Devarim Perek Lamed Gimel, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the brachos to the Shvatim. And the basic idea is that Yisachar will do the learning, Zvulun will do the supporting, and Zvulun will get a chelek of the learning of Yisachar, the schar of the learning of Yisachar. The Medrash in Parshas Naso tells us, Zvulun v'Yisachar yishneim misparnesim biyachad, u'shneim notim schar Torah biyachad. They both get parnasa biyachad, and they get the schar of Torah biyachad. The Rashi Maseches Zvachim and Dav Beis Amud Aleph tells us that there was such an arrangement in the days of the Amoraim between someone named Shimon and his brother Azariah, that the Rashi quotes that Vihisnu Beinehem Shechelek La Azariah Bischar Talmudo Shel Shimon. That Shimon was the one that was learning, because the Gemara quotes Shimon Achi Azariah. Strange way to quote someone. Normally you quote someone by his father's name. You don't quote someone by his brother's name. Shimon Achi Azariah. Why was he called Shimon Achi Azariah? Because Azariah was the one that supported Shimon in his learning, and therefore Azariah got the schar of the learning of Shimon. So a number of questions that the post can deal with is, first of all, the kesher between Yisachar and Zvulun, Chazal referred to as a shutfus of Yisachar and Zvulun, not as charity, support, anything like that. So what exactly does that mean? A shutfus in the mind of Kamina, that it's a shutfus as opposed to stam, giving tzedakah. Furthermore, from Rashi and Zvachim, it says, hisnu b'neim, that they made it tonight, they made a condition to divide the parnasa and to divide the schar. Why do you need to make it tonight? Just give the money and then you'll get it. Of the schar of the learning that the other person is doing. It sounds like that there's a requirement to make such an agreement in advance. And not only that, which one is ultimately more chashuv? In the brachos of Yaakov Avinu and of Moshe Rabbeinu, we find that Zvulun comes before Yisachar. Whereas when it comes to the Akravas HaKarbanos in the Chanukah Samzbeach, in Parshas Naso, Yisachar comes before Zvulun. So which one is really the more chashuv of the two? Based on the Seder HaDvarim, it's not obvious. So the Gemara Maseches Sota and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that this is not the only time someone gets schar in somebody else's learning. The Gemara in Maseches Sota raises the famous question: Nashim b'mezachian, where is the zuchus of women if they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah? So how can they have a zuchus in Talmud Torah if they don't have a chiyuv mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So the Gemara says that they have a zuchus in the schar of the learning of their husbands, that they support their husbands in learning and they take care of everything that needs to be taken care of in order to allow their husbands to learn, so they get part of the schar of the husband's learning. The Gemara talks about the shutfus between Shimon and his brother Azariah and Rabbi Yochanan, who learned by virtue of the fact that the Nasi was Mefarnesim, and it tells about Shevna and Hillel, his brother, that after Hillel learned Torah Mitochat Chak and Shevna became very wealthy, Shevna came to Hillel and he wanted to give him a lot of money to pay for the schar of the Torah that Hillel had already learned. And Baskel came out and said, "Yitein ishes kol hon beso boz yavozulo," that there's no amount of money you can pay to buy the schar of somebody else's mitzvah. So that was a couple of years ago. There was a guy on eBay that was trying to, that went off the derech, and he wasn't so interested in his mitzvahs anymore. So he's trying to sell the schar for his mitzvahs on eBay to the highest bidder. So there's a discussion, the Netziv has a tshuva like this, whether that works. Are you able to sell schar of a mitzvah? So it's mefurish though in the Gemara that a shutfus Yisachar Zvulun apparently doesn't work l'mafreya. You can't come back afterwards and say, "Oh, now I'd like to pay you for all the learning you did mitochat chak without any money to your name, and I'd like to pay you for the schar." No, it only works mikanu labad. Beis Yosef paskins this in Yoridea Simin Reish Mem Vav in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Why is that the case? Maybe something needs to be analyzed, but that is the case. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Reish Mem Vav Sif Aleph, "Mi she'i efshar lo lilmod, mipnei she'en yodea klal lilmod, mipnei atir dil she'esh lo." If a person cannot learn because he either doesn't know how to learn or he's just too busy to learn, he has too much responsibility, yaspik la acherim alomdim, his job is to support those others who can learn. And the Ramah quotes from the Torah, "V'techa shev lo ki'ilu lomid be'atzmo. And it's viewed for him, we consider it for him as if he himself did the learning. And a person is able to make a tanai im chaveiro, that he should be osek b'Torah, and you'll provide him the parnasa, the yachlok imo b'schar, the Shulchan Aruch says, and you can divide the schar with him. But if the person was already osek in Torah, it's too late to sell the schar that has already been accrued. So, and in fact, we do find that throughout the generations, there are people that made such arrangements. In the Igros HaChazonish, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Vav through Simen Mem Tes, he says that Ein Ra'oi Linhok Tzarus Ayin Shalo Lehanos Me'azario Zvulun. A person shouldn't look askance at this idea of getting the Hana'a in the way that Azaria Achishimon did or that Zvulun does from Yisachar's learning. And the Chazonish even suggests a Nusach of an agreement that can take place between two people, Yisachar Zvulun kind of partnership. In fact, in the introduction to his famous sefer Evan HaAzel, Rav Yisro Zalman Meltzer writes that he made a deal with a certain wealthy person that the schar of the learning of that sefer is going to be divided with him, like Zvulun and Yisachar or Kishimon Achi Azariah, because that person helped to pay for the publication of that sefer. On the flip side, Rabbi Kiveger, in his comments to Shulchan Aruch, writes in the name of a Chuvus Rav Haigon that's quoted in the Shaul's Chuvus Maram Alshiker, that where it sounds at first glance, at least, that it doesn't work, that you can't. That what the Rama says over here, to make such an arrangement is not a great idea. Why? What happened? Rav Haigon was asked about a person who gave money to someone else, almanas, that he should be kori batorah, that he should learn Torah. So is the zchus hakriya olo linosim? Does the learning of the Torah count for the person who gave the money? So says Rav Haigon, a person cannot be mezake bezchuyos shel chaveiro. It doesn't work. That guy's doing the mitzvah. You can't get schar for someone else's mitzvah. A person who fasts tainios, and he sells the zechuyos of those tainios, who shota v'karov l'kabel peronos m'l'kabel schar. Says Rav Haigon, the guy's an idiot, and he's closer to being makabel, or shota is more likely to say he's crazy, he's deranged. Hediot would be idiot, shota is he's deranged, and it's more likely that he's going to be makabel peronos than that he's going to be makabel schar. So the fact that there's a schar for those who support Torah, that's haschar sheyeshlo al pu'laso hu. That's the schar you get for your action of supporting Torah. But you don't get his schar, you don't get the other guy's schar for the mitzvah he does. You get schar for supporting, you get schar for paying money. It's not a kinyan and somebody else's schar. That's what Rav Haigon writes. So based on that Rav Haigon, it seems that it's against everything we just learned, everything that Chazal say about Yisachar Zvulun, the psak of the Ramah, that Zvulun gets a chelek in the schar to rasso shel Yisachar. That's what the Ramah writes. And it's not just a schar for the payment. So to resolve this issue, the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg, Zichrono Levracha, in Chelek Tesvav Simen Lamed Hei, Tzitz Eliezer wrote 22 volumes of Tshuvos. He published his first volume of Tzitz Eliezer when he was 29 years old, which tells you something not only about his scholarship, but also about his confidence for a 29-year-old to publish Shalat Tshuva Sefer. Sefer is one thing, Shalat Tshuva Sefer, but he continued to publish throughout his lifetime. So Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tesvav Simon Lamed Hay quotes from the Sefer Imre Bina, the Gon Mikelish, that he found a way to make Rav Haigon work with Divrei Chazal and with all the poskim that allow for Yisachar Zvulun. And he says that there's Tzvei Dinim, that there are two types of, there are two Dinim in Schar. There's a Din of Schar Seguli, which is that you receive some sort of special Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an elevation in Ruchnius through doing mitzvos, and then there's schar gmuli, that you get schar mitzvah. Meaning, mashal ma'adav redoma. You have a person you hire to do some masonry work, in front of your house. So the guy who does the masonry work is going to get paid for his work. He's going to pay him, whatever, $2,000 to redo the walkway in front of your house. In addition to that, he's also going to be getting a lot of exercise, because that's some heavy work. So his muscles are going to get bigger. He's going to, his heart rate is going to move faster. He's going to have, so he's going to get a lot of exercise. So what? That's the schar for his work, is that he becomes healthier and stronger? No, that's just natural. mental. What happens from doing that work? Naturally, you become healthier and stronger. But then there's also getting paid for doing the mitzvah. So the same is true when it comes to doing mitzvah. So meisim tovim, a person learns Torah. So yeah, you become a Talmud Chacham, you become a better person. But you also are going to get schar from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu owes you, so to speak. He's going to reward you with schar for doing that mitzvah, in addition to the inherent schar of the work itself, of the avoda itself. So there are two dinim in schar. So he says it could be that on the schar seguli, that there's no shutfus. That the other guy, the zvulun doesn't become a talmid chacham. The zvulun doesn't become a more refined person, as Torah has the ability to refine a person. That's not going to happen for zvulun. But as far as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you, as far as what the schar that Hashem is going to pay you back, yeah, that the Zvulun gets an equal share in the Schar. And he says that's what the Rambam was talking about, that he splits the Schar. And Rav Haigon was talking about the Schar Seguli, and therefore it's not a stira at all between the Rav Haigon and the Gemara / Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, we said that Zvulun gets Schar in the Torasso Shel Yisachar. We said it's not just that he helped and he supported, but it's in the Torah itself. So apparently, the schar is divided evenly. So if that's the case, it seems a little bit strange. The Chidah raises the question: what do you have? You have Yisachar learning 12 hours a day, right? So Zvulun is going to get half of that. So Zvulun gets 6 hours of schar limud. Yisachar gets 6 hours of schar limud. And then you throw on top of that the Gemara and Sota we mentioned before, that the wife gets half of the schar. So the wife is going to get of those 6 hours, the wife is going to get 3 of the hours of the schar limud. Or maybe it doesn't even work like that. Maybe the wife gets 50% off the top, and Zvulun also gets 50% off the top, and then Yisachar has nothing left, because he gave 50% away to his wife, 50% away to Zvulun, and therefore Yisachar has no schar whatsoever. So that's the kasha. The Chidah asks, he says, Yisachar is nisharekam. He's left empty-handed. So the Chidah writes in Rosh David, the Chidah wrote many, many Sfarim, so Rosh David on Parshas Kedoshim, that the schar of a woman does not take away from the schar of her husband. That's Pashat, that when a woman gets schar, it's not that she's trimming off of the schar of the husband in order to get her schar in supporting his Limud HaTorah. And not only that, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says something very similar when it comes to the schar of Yisachar and Zvulun. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Shmos Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and also the Hafla'a, the Rav Pinchas Levi Horovitz, one of the Rebbe's of the Chassam Sofer, the Hafla'a in the Psicha to the Sefer Hafla'a in Maseches Ksubos, also says that it's, you have to realize, this schar is not like schar that's being paid out of a bank account. This is being paid by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's like being mavdik, ner mi ner. The first ner doesn't lose any of its light just because you lit another ner from it. HaKodesh Baruch Hu has an unending reservoir of schar. He can give as much as he wants. And it doesn't take anything away. Mashal ma davar doma, like a teacher giving extra credit points. Right? I used to always, when I was teaching in high school, that was the easiest thing to do. It didn't cost me anything. Go learn a Masechta. I'll give you, I don't know, 100 points. You know, I don't know, whatever. It's free. You know, I'll give you as much as you want. And there's no number to the amount of points. And you'd be amazed. Kids would do so much just because you give them their points. You know, it's like, so, and you got as many of them as, you know, there's no limit to what you have. So, lahavdil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limit to the schar that he can give. So as far as mikodem, who really comes first, Yisachar or Zvulun? So the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Daf and Gimel and Beis, compares Zvulun as someone who's Yoshev Betzilo Shel Yisachar, someone who sits in the shade of Yisachar, and talks about how Yisachar's schar is Yoser Mishel Zvulun, because Ayin Lo Ras Ozul Asecha, that the schar of Yisachar is something that we can't even fathom. So it seems that Yisachar's schar is greater. So, but why is Zvulun sometimes come first in terms of the bracha? Zvulun comes first because Yisachar's only ability to achieve that schar is through Zvulun. So Zvulun is the hechitimtza to be able to get to the schar of Yisachar, because Yisachar is not able to learn without the support to be able to live from Zvulun. There's a lot written on this topic. Mostly, most important, if you ever really want to get into the topic, get into the weeds on this topic, you look in Igros Moshe Yeredei Chelek Dalid, Siman Lamed Zayin, and he has a whole discussion about halacha l'maisa, how to arrange such a shutfus, and he understands that it's not a din in tzedakah, it's a din in Talmud Torah, that when Zvulun pays for these things, that's not his mitzvah of tzedakah. This is a mitzvah, this is how he achieves within Talmud Torah when he's unable to achieve in Talmud Torah otherwise. And there are nafkaminas. For example, can you make a Yisachar Zvulun partnership with someone who's not an ani? Let's say the Yisachar is not poor, but you want to pay him in order to get half of the scar. That could work because it's not a din in tzedakah. It's a din in Talmud Torah. Does this count toward Meisr Ksachim? Your payment for your own Talmud Torah may not count toward Meisr Ksachim. Whereas if it were a din in tzedakah, maybe it would count toward your Meisr Ksachim. Rav Meisha discusses whether you have to divide it shava b'shava. Can you do a 30-70 split? Right? We know of a lot of very rich people that support Torah. How many of them actually do a 50-50? That it's exactly shava b'shava, that the Talmidei Chachamim that they support are now as rich as the balabatim that are supporting them? So and also Rav Moshe discusses how it needs to be written down, b'ksav, it has to be a formal contract. He discusses, maybe even Baal Peh would be good enough, but that's one of his discussions. And he also talks about, what if Zvulun works hard for a living, but you know it's expensive to live like a frum Jew. You got to pay the tuitions and everything else. So Zvulun is paying half of the money to Yisachar, but it's still not enough. It's not enough to support Yisachar fully. Would that also count as a Yisachar Zvulun partnership? And does it have to be on all of Yisachar's learning? Maybe it could work on just morning seder. I'm willing to give you half of my morning seder, but not my second seder, not my night seder. So does it work like that? So all of these things are discussed by Rav Moshe. There are many, many, many details about this idea of the Yisachar Zvulun partnership. But again, the point is, it's not just some fundraising gimmick like a Chinese auction or something that someone came up with, or a dinner that someone came up with as a way to make money. This is, in fact, something that is based strongly in Chazal and really in the Pesukim themselves.